Hello, good morning. This is to Andre Montgomery.
Yes, this is him.
Andre, good morning. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. This is not a sales call. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a couple of questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Unfortunately, I'm kind of busy right now.
I'll be real brief, sir, and your answers are confidential.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
All right. Sir, are you, let me see, I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 24 elections for president, Congress, other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote at all?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you, sir. And... Mm-hmm. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
I'm white.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age bracket, sir?
I'm 25.
Okay, thank you. Now, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe mm-hmm. yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in right now, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, mm-hmm. satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
I'd say dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, mm-hmm. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important. A 5 if it is somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is making college more affordable.
I'd say very important. So.
Would you rate that as a 10 or a 8, 7?
A 10.
Okay. And improving kindergarten through 12th grade education?
A 10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
5.
And protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or do you disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Is that like a semi-approve?
Okay. Yeah, it's a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or you strongly disapprove?
I would say like somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any
okay,
number
cool.
from 0 to 1. The Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA?
40.
Mr. Joe Biden?
60.
Democrats in Congress?
60.
Okay, sir. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be most focused on. For each one, I want to rate a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use
okay,
a 10
cool.
if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important.
Okay.
Now, the first one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products for help to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
I'm going to say like a 3.
Okay. And authorizing prescription medication?
10.
And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
5.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I know it's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering
mm-hmm.
this, do you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
You somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, somewhat support, strongly support?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, sir, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or much more harm to your own community?
I'd say more harm.
somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues that are more important right now.
Okay. And, sir, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on between prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco cost products, making tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction? Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one?
I would say the second one, making it more expensive.
Okay, no, that one is the first one, though. It says cost prohibitive.
Oh, that's the first one? Okay, then the first one, the cost prohibitive.
Okay, not a problem, sir. And I'd like you to read, I'd like to read to you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. And the first one, sir, is more dangerous products flooding the markets as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
What am I reading?
You could say you're very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from the black market sales.
Somewhat concerned.
And then that last one is that an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenues across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, and public education, and tobacco control.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, sir, we're almost done here. I'm going to read you some of the statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all.
Okay.
Now, the first one statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How you feel about that? Okay.
I agree with that one.
And what about vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping? They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testings or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate.
I would say I agree with that one as well.
Okay. And the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How do you feel about this statement?
I also strongly agree with that one.
Okay. And the last one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoke age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. What do you think about that statement, sir?
I also agree with that one, so 10.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, sir. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government of the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I don't support.
You somewhat oppose? Strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I would support that.
Somewhat support? Strongly support?
Strongly support.
OK. Okay, sir. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings much more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
It would have no impact on my decision.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of these following products, e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Beer?
Beer, yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit here, sir, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I did some college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Okay, sir. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, that does not apply. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Okay, Andrea, thank you very much for your time, sir. Thank you for your patience and
you've been
very helpful. You have a good day.
Of course. You too, man. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.